I do. Thank you. Not a bad idea.
Okay, we're going to call our subcommittee meeting to order. This is for updating our zoning procedures on April 15th at 6:11 p.m. So let's have a Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag. United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So roll call. Alice here.
Dave's here.
Dave's here. Bill Harris is here. Paul Denise is absent and excused.
Counted.
Communications.
You want to say Kev is here?
Oh, and well, Kevin is here.
And Mark.
I didn't receive any communications. I said internal to the group. I really don't count those.
No.
Public portion. Is there anyone from the public wishes to speak? So if there's anyone from the public that would like to speak to this subcommittee.
Mr. Chair, for the record, there's nobody in the waiting room and there's nobody in the.
Okay, so we'll close the public portion. I sent out the meeting minutes from our last meeting. Get a motion to approve.
I make a motion.
And a second. Dave's gonna second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. All right. So the next item on the agenda is to review the draft site plan application inputs from stakeholders. And we have one of those primary stakeholders on the phone.
Yes. Good evening, gentlemen. Kevin White, Zoning Enforcement Officer. As I spoke to Al yesterday, Dave and Bill, you've been involved with this from the beginning. I first commend you for doing such a great job in all of this. And being in the trenches every day, I try to make things as simple as possible for everybody, including you guys. 90% of the applications of the people that come into these situations are doing so either for the first time or trying to get something going that they never really have done before. And the documentation that is being looked at tonight, although for us is, you know, quite ordinary, for them, a lot of them would be an automatic failure. So what I would suggest is that we come up with a cover sheet, and that cover sheet would be nothing more than one paragraph or at best five bullet points asking the applicants to say what it is they're doing, the statement of use, a site plan, a drawing, something to scale, saying that this is what I plan to do, this is where it is, which then leads to the parking requirements, which is always a big thing in all of our regulations, and maybe one or two other items attached to the cover. And then we then, as the commission, I mean, the people at the office would say, okay, well, before we can even take this to the next level, you have to do this, this, and this. And then that triggers all of your processes, et cetera.
So Kevin, can I just jump in and maybe make sure so you mentioned like five bullet points. So the key ones were a statement of use.
Yes.
A site plan. What else?
Drawn to scale. You know, we get people come in, they want to use the GIS map that's online.
Right.
Which is nothing more than an informational piece of document. You know, if you're going to be doing something that's going to be considered by our commission, we need to see what it is.
Right.
So, you know, there's no sense saying that you could go forward without.
So what else would you suggest be
Well, then you get into the parking requirements, because that becomes a major issue for 75 to 80% of these applications. A case in point, we have a guy that owns a piece of property up on Elizabeth Street. He's been trying to do something for almost 2 years now, and there's no parking on Elizabeth Street. There's no parking on 6th Street, and he's more than 300 feet from the parking garage. So the property's been there forever. What do we tell him, and how does he meet the parking requirements? That's something that we're going to have to think about going down the road, you know, especially on the west side of town where there is no parking. It's all street with very limited access for anybody. So that's a big thing. And, you know, you may want to get into drainage requirements, which is, you know, something we could add later on. And maybe it's only 4 points, but those bullet points, trying to get to the person that's there, I think would make this thing a lot easier for everybody to move forward. And then after they clear that hurdle, then they get to your application process and, you know, the interest in the property, the owner of the property, blah, 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 total square footage. But it would help everybody, I think, us and you included.
So how might that... So the application becomes a one-pager, essentially, one or two-pager?
Like anything else, you know, when you open up the chapter of a book, you read the index, it would be the index.
I'm assuming, Kevin, that these bullet points that you're proposing are part of like a pre-application process to get a feel for what the applicant wants to do with the property.
Yes.
And then based on... the answers to these bullet points, you could then determine what parts of the regulation checklist are going to be required to go forward with a full application. A lot of the cases, the applicant doesn't need to go through the entire checklist in order to put an application in, but you need to get a feel for what they're trying to do in order to.
Shop up on Smith Street. I had a lady come in about 4 months ago. I told her, okay, that sounds good. You need this, this, and this. I never heard from her again. That was it. I don't know whether she's doing it or she's not doing it, but you know, to give her this document and say, you need to provide this information to open up your bake shop, she's not going to do it. She's just not.
No, believe me.
But this, Kevin, this is a full-blown application for a complicated site plan application. A lot of towns have a simple site plan application, which is a different animal.
Okay.
So I think
is this going to be something besides what we're looking at tonight, or in addition to?
Well, that's where we need you to discuss. Like you said, some points of what a simple site plan application would entail, that down. Once they meet with you, you could say, okay, we're going for a simple site plan application, or we're going for.
Well, I think what we're getting is I think what I thought was, so that the thing that captured me is 90%. Of the applications that come in are not complex. I think he's suggesting don't scare people when they come in. Don't hand them this, that the big thick form. Hand them the simple form. And that's
a pre-app.
So that could be, and I like the idea of the pre-application, right?
That's what it is.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't want a pre-application coming to me.
No,
that's for Kevin's purposes. And then, Kevin, once you get that, we'll call the pre-application with these bullet points, then you're going to be able to determine what parts of the formal application, site plan application, are needed to be filled out by the applicant, what type of backup and documents they're going to need.
Correct.
I got you.
That's exactly right.
And the pros, the 10% that are the professionals,
yeah,
like our for the attorney here, yeah, he doesn't need the pre-application. He's going to go right to the regular form. And that's okay, right?
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Before he gets there.
Right, but, so.
Like I said, for every one of those, we get nine others that don't know.
Yeah. Well, I think it's also good for the public, too, right?
Oh,
so,
definitely.
So we don't present this imposing thing to people.
Right.
Right.
If I come back.
Yeah, they say, yeah, I'm going in, Sonia, yeah. Yeah, right. Even worse, yeah.
Well, that's where if we had a simple site plan application, they wouldn't see this one.
Yes.
A simple site plan application, Albert,
understand, this is not going to scare anybody, okay? What's going to scare people is all this behind here, okay?
Right.
And that's what Kevin would be able to weed out, okay? Saying, no, you don't need this, you don't need that, you don't need that. Go through the checklist. But I wouldn't want to get involved with another type of site plan application. You know, I think that makes it more confusing. Because people are going to say, well, how come I had to fill out that one and he filled out that one? And it's one formal application. The pre-application, though, we don't see. That's for his use. I mean,
that might be just like the top sheet that you hand out saying,
yeah,
listen, these are
right,
the bullet points.
That's right.
If you're interested in going forward, these are the minimums that we're going to be needing. You know, come back next week with this information. And if they don't, we don't see them again. And if you do, okay, then we kick them over to this big application. Or, you know, we just say, okay, then,
right,
you know, you go from there.
Now, Kevin, in terms of the application that we developed here, the regular site plan application, would you want to see anything added to that?
Take out the word free consultation.
What's that?
Free consultation.
Well, free consultation, so I know.
You're not giving any consulting now? Come on.
No, it ain't an easy job.
I hate you guys, but it says free.
You know, the consultation part of it should be covered by the application fee, which
take the word free out.
We're incredibly too cheap on that, but
without a doubt.
I don't think we were charged with that.
Unbelievable. Yes, without a doubt.
It's not part of our duties.
Yes. Yeah. And just the application fees by themselves. Every town is 3 to 4 times what we are.
So but I mean, in terms of the content of that application,
no,
if you could think of anything that we missed.
No, you've got everything in here. You've got
the legal
descriptions.
Good.
You got the referrals from the agencies. You know, you've
right,
got everything.
That's right.
So,
our next step is going to be to develop
it. As a final draft, and like I said, I thought I was going to be able to do something today with this, but I just didn't have the time. I will have something for next month. Get it into you guys a couple of weeks in advance. Look at it. Attach it to the top sheet and then go for it.
Okay.
Appreciate that.
Kevin, we're going to work next on our special exception application, which is really going to be a doctored up site plan.
Dave, you got to work on the subdivision regulations.
I agree. That's a monumental task.
Not even close.
You know, that might be something that we're going to have.
That would be your next step.
Yeah, we'll probably have a consultant work on that, Kevin.
It's unbelievable.
I know.
And you can see what you're dealing with now up on Summit Street.
Oh, I know.
Because it is, you're leaving yourself out for.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of general things in there that.
You're doing a great job. You know, just keep that on the radar screen that that has to be changed. And dealing with wetland regulations. You don't have anything there as far as buffers, anything in there as far as, you know, what really needs to be done in these applications.
Yeah, we're probably going to need the Board of Aldermen to appropriate some money for that. So be it. We're a small volunteer group here, Kevin. We're going to do what we can do.
Great job, and everybody appreciates it. Like, no question about it. You're trying your best, and I get that.
Yeah. Well, at least we want to nail down these applications, because these are the most common applications that come before us. You know, we don't get many subdivision applications at all. No. But what we're trying to prevent is people coming in with a site plan application or special exception application that's incomplete. And, you know, we have to send them back. We have to send them back for whatever reason, okay? I mean, mostly because they haven't paid attention to the regulations. But if we could make the application itself clearer to people so that they know what part of the regulations applies to their project, you know, it may help us.
So one of the things I was thinking, listening to the conversation, should we be crafting this application for the 90%? More for the 90% that?
No, you go great guns.
No, because like I said, I think that first, whatever we want to call it, the first pre-application or whatever sheet will give that guy some.
When they hand in the application.
What we're doing now, it's all verbal. They're coming in to me and I'm saying, okay, you need this. Sometimes they come back, sometimes they don't. Right. And if we had this in writing, you hand it to them and say, okay, here's what you need. Come back next week. They either come back or they don't. And then we know where they're standing in the process. But by doing it verbally, you know, we're hoping that they're hearing what we're saying, or they're not.
Should there be some definition of terms?
Yes.
Because like of use, when you say right of use, that has a meaning in this room.
It's in our regulations.
I hear what you're saying, but again, I'm thinking about the 90%, but the public comes in. All right, so I came in and I'm a pretty educated guy and I had to go look up what right of use meant. What did it really mean? What does it really mean when you say that? Right? What are the implications of that?
It's a matter of right.
Right, but you can go forward and you can move forward and go get a permit, right?
No. It means you can make an application, okay?
And if you meet all the requirements
of the application, you're going to meet the conditions of the
permit. If you meet all the conditions, then you get a permit, right? There's no public hearings. None of this other things don't happen. Yeah. So people think, or may think, that every application gets a public hearing. And every application comes to they might think that, I think that's what I'm hearing Kevin say, that that's one of the reasons they leave. Because they think they got more work than what they really in front of them.
We've been talking about for the last several months. The applicant has to meet with the zoning enforcement officer to understand the rules of the road. Okay?
I agree.
Coming in cold with no experience at all with zoning. And you're going to go in and you think you're going to get a zoning permit because you got your checkbook with you. And that doesn't happen anywhere.
Well, understood. I'm trying to say is when we craft the document.
This pre-app idea goes a long way towards giving someone who's interested in doing something with their property an idea of what they're going to be in for, Okay.
Right.
And I think once they do that, once they complete these four or five questions that Kevin would like to see in that, he will have a better idea at that point in advising them what items in the checklist are going to be required. Okay. And if that scares them off, well, actually, I mean, that may scare them off, but that has nothing to do with
I actually like the idea of the pre-application because it steers them to the zoning enforcement officer officially figures out the rest of this, right? So now, whether they like, again, the veteran isn't even going to bother with that, right?
No.
But the person who's not a veteran is going to get that guidance, and that's the person you're trying to guide.
That's right.
You're trying to guide the guy who's never done this before. So the guy who did the redemption center, right? Maybe he could have used some more guidance.
Yeah.
He couldn't have used any more guidance.
He couldn't.
He was a flim flam guy.
Oh, okay, all right. So I wasn't sure. I was.
Well, no.
But that's my. But I think that's what this first page does is it steers people in the right direction.
Here's a classic example. You guys were really concerned with the faith shops, and you're talking about that again tonight. So whatever happened up by Altamari's. We won't talk about that. But we had another guy come in 3 or 4 months ago. He wanted to start a little convenience store over on Olivia Street. Was it Olivia Street or Minerva? I don't know. I get confused. Anyways, it was a pre-existing store years ago. It then became a upholstery place, whatever. So he came in. He wanted to make an application to convert it back into a convenience store. Knowing that we had some issues with the faith shop, we tried to pin him down and say, okay, what exactly are you going to be doing there? Are you going to be, you're going to be making sandwiches? You're going to be selling potato chips, whatever. Knowing that always the faith shop is in the back of everybody's mind. Well, with those little bit of pressure points and questions and everything, he's another one. He never came back. But it's all, again, like I'm saying, it's all verbal. We need to have something in writing so that, God forbid, 6 months from now, somebody comes in and says, oh, well, they said this, and so I wasn't able to move forward with my application, so you're getting sued now. That could be a possibility. With this application process and the checklist on the front sheet, you fill it out, you bring it back next week. Now we've got something in writing that we can go forward with. This is a big part of this that you guys haven't talked about yet, but it's a big part of what all of these processes are becoming.
Kevin, do you still use the CDD applications?
No.
You don't?
No.
See, that would be a big help towards some of these downtown small businesses that want to go in, because that was a one-page application.
I don't even know what it is, Dave. I've never even seen it.
You have to ask Lisa.
I haven't.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't used it all.
You do?
Yeah. And type down anything that's in CDD. It's a one-page application.
Yeah.
Never saw it.
Yeah. No, you never saw it. Wow.
Not even know what it is.
Yeah, Lisa must have it. I don't know if it's online.
Email,
is it online?
I can email it to Kevin. I can email him. I have blanks of all your applications.
But anyway, that type of application for the downtown area, Kevin, that would go a long way towards, not scaring people. Might scare you, but it won't scare the applicant. We didn't talk about that, did we? The CDD application.
Oh, we did not.
Well,
it requires a statement of use, everyone.
Huh?
It requires a statement of use. So
The uses are identified in the regulation.
It is one of the best downtown applications.
Right.
For a downtown area.
Places like Lower Olivia Street, right, exactly. Elizabeth. Yeah.
Okay, Kevin. Anything else?
No, I think, like I said, I mean, we're definitely working towards a better solution, no question about it. And, Rome wasn't built overnight. So I'm just working as to, I'll give you something to be attached next month. Like I said, I apologize not getting it done today, but we'll have it for the next meeting. I'll get it to you a couple of weeks from now, or at least a week from now, so that you have it to look forward to, and we'll be able to really move forward in May.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
Very good.
All right.
We appreciate
see
it.
See you in a little bit. All right. Next meeting. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Kevin. Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
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 By the way, you're right about applications. Some of the,
yeah,
in some of the towns. In some of the towns.
So are you done, or what's going on?
They're 4 pages long. And they contain, people will come into us and say, I want to file this application. What's a watershed? It goes into real detail. Am I in a watershed? Do I have to, big thing, you have to notify the Department of Public Health and stuff like that. And the applications are 4 pages.
Our new application is more than that, but only because you have to create the application for the most extreme circumstances.
Yes.
And then after a consultation, say with the zoning enforcement officer, you can tear some of those pages right out.
Right.
Doesn't apply to your project.
There's always there's always the N/A letter. I'll go through one of the long applications.
Right.
It's
like the checklist that we have at the back of the application.
Some of the towns, a couple of them have adopted it. It was long form, and at the top, what are the town they just filed in? At the top of the application, across, you have a bunch of boxes:
right.
Site plan, special exception, everything you do. And for instance, if it's a text change, you got a list of them. And then they have, if Oxford's managed to get on two pages, long pages, two of them, the basic information that you need. And then they cover. Do you have good wetlands, things like that. And then they have a checklist of what are you submitting with it, okay? And it's above the person off the street would get a little bit shaky with it. Obviously, it is shorter than the ones that are longer, but everyone is different. Every application is.
So, Tom, do a lot of towns have a simple site plan?
Yeah, a lot of them. I mean, Shelton, which I do the most of zoning, Shelton's PDD application is one page. They're one page, but then you got to know the regs as to what you got to accomplish.
Right.
Yeah, it's one page, but then you have to file a statement of uses and standards that's 6 pages.
We're beginning to wrap up. Yeah,
but yeah, a lot of them are. A lot of the towns are relatively short, but a lot of the towns, they combine it now. They combine all their applications into one, and you check the boxes. And that is what confuses the public. Because you're putting before the public things. What was interesting, you were talking about the matter of right. There are times when I've had people come to me because they're in trouble. Well, what do you mean? I went online, I read the regulations. It says it's a permitted use. So I started doing it. Well, no, you got to file an application to get a permit to do it. But it says it in the reg, it's a permitted use. No, that isn't what it means. You only read one section in the reg. You didn't read the whole zoning regs.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
So to maybe put a bow around this agenda item 7, which is primarily Kevin's input.
So he wants basically
pre-application
before they get this out.
Yes.
That would be used at the initial meeting between, somebody that wants to do some work on their property. And because people don't know what to apply for. They don't know the difference between a special exception application and a normal site plan application, okay? They have to consult with somebody, and before they go to somebody like Dominic, they want to get it from the city. They'd want to spend money.
So what I was going to suggest is Kevin's going to give us input on everything. And I'm sure he's going to talk more. You know, he'll include this.
Well,
and
he
then,
just
so
said, he just didn't want to do a free consultation.
Right. So once we have his entire input, then I think our next subcommittee meeting in May, we should be hammering out what we want to call this preamble, right? Or whatever it is.
The
I'm not hung up on what you call
from
it.
Him was that he didn't want to add or subtract anything from what Albert put together on this.
Right. But he is suggesting this.
It looks like it's.
So we'll need to come to a consensus on, you know, how we feel about that. That's all.
Right.
And I think we got to do it right this tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, I would like a simple site plan application to
this site plan application is one page. Understand that. This is one page. Okay. All this other stuff would come into play only if Kevin deems it necessary.
Yeah. That all they would probably simple would only have the statement.
Yeah, he said that you need a statement of use, site plan, parking requirements.
Matter of fact, what we'll instruct Kevin to do, don't scare somebody with a 7-page document, okay? After they come in for their initial site plan, their initial consultation, you could cross out on this item whatever you need be. But we don't have to, you know, we don't have to necessarily eliminate the pages.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not even suggesting that. I think there's a way to.
Yeah. What we don't want is he has his initial site plan.
That's why I specifically asked him, you know, do you see anything that we need to add to this application? He said no.
The only thing I think he said was maybe up to date.
I know, but you know, Albert, we're not charged with doing that. That's the Board of Aldermen.
So I think item 7, I'm just trying to get to the rest of the agenda. That's all. I'm going to suggest we table 8 once we have the site. So I put together this thing. As you sent out the process, so I'm suggesting this could be the process map. This is much simpler, easier to. I think it's a little easier to follow.
That got me dizzy.
Did it? Okay. I'm not.
Yeah. My thoughts on that, guys, were before we develop something like that, let's get out all of our applications correct first. Okay. To know what is what, okay? Site plan application is for this. A special exception application is for that. I think you even have variances in there too, which is...
Well, that's in this. Well, like I say, I think we could walk through this. I just don't think we have time. But according to this, I tried to create this from this.
Well, what's that? That's their site plan application.
Right. That's all this is for.
It has nothing to do with variances.
Well, they're mentioned in here. If you have one, if you need one, you're gonna go through this.
They have the variances.
But anyway, that's again,
all right. Well,
that's
we'll work on that.
I'm suggesting we table this. I threw it out there based on what I and I fully admit that might be mistakes in it. So we'll table that. The same thing with the online applications.
Let's
the special exception application we had talked about.
That's before. I think that's next.
Yeah, just
okay.
If we act on the
we're going to be. I don't have anything for tonight.
Okay.
So is that going to be?
So we're going to table that, right?
That's going to be the basis for the special exception. No question about it. Going to add some language.
Yeah. So it'll be like another.
Maybe another page. That's all. Yep.
And then item 11 again.
That
has to do with me leaving.
Oh, that's terrible.
So we need to.
I'm not going to let you go.
Well, I'm going to be here through May, and then we can also look at that. You mentioned.
Let's ask Mark right now.
Football,
What time is your meeting?
Well, it's you're supposed to start at 7:30. They have some other items.
So we have a question for you, Mark. Regulatory question. So as you know, I'm going to be resigning. Is there a way I could still participate to help finish this?
Yeah, I mean, you could just be
able to how many weeks is it?
Feel like you could have the mayor logistically.
I mean, I'm not selling my property. I'm changing my address in May, but I haven't sold the property yet.
Yeah, the property's not right. Like just like other staff, if they're advisors.
Because I hate leaving this in the. I mean, we're right in the middle of, finishing the first one, and then they're.
Yeah.
All right. So we can talk about that. All right. We'll run that by then.
Are you good?
Yep. We're good. So, all right. So we need a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay. Motion carries. 6:47.
Come on, Dave.